علي حبه جنة قسيم النار والجنة وصي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the charter of the Shiite governance, where we are discussing about what Imam Ali alayhi salam meant by the Shia governance, the true governance. How was the Alawite form of governance? And what was he expecting from him as a leader and from the people as the citizens and adherents in that government? And what we discussed about previously is based on the sermon of Qasi'ah in Nahjul Balagha, where Imam Ali alayhi salam said, وَحْذَرُوا مَا نَزَلَ بِالْأُمَمِ قَبْلَكُمْ مِنَ الْمَثُولَاتِ. That, O people, O the Islamic Ummah, fear what came by, or the punishments that befell on the generations before you. Fear them. And here we say that the punishments that are spoken about in this particular sermon are not the natural catastrophes, of course, that were brought by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to destroy a group of people, like it happened in the land of Sodom and Gomorrah, or the people of Ad and the people of Thamud. No, it's not referring to this, or the people of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. It's not referring to these natural calamities as such. It is referring to the social repercussions, the economic pressures, the political difficulties in the form of evil leaders that are the result of wrong decisions that people make.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, why do we say that here what is meant is these other forms of calamities, like these social difficulties and problems and economic difficulties and social pressures and fights and things like that, ikhtilaf, as they say? It is because of the fact that there we have various narrations from the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam that the ummah that comes after the Qur'an, or the ummah of the Qur'an and the Prophet, will not face a calamity or a catastrophe that will destroy them completely. Number one. Number two, it is because of the fact that we have seen in history that despite the faults that the Muslims had and the many mistakes that they did, the type of calamities that came were not such that would destroy the community completely, but they were of different forms, and many of them were in this form, in the form of social difficulties, whereby an evil leader would come to power and crush the Muslims' will and their ability to think and their ability to grow. And the economic difficulties and problems and the social discrepancies is what we see that have happened throughout the history of Islam. This is probably because of the fact that if you see, even in the growth of the human thought or in societies, how the human societies develop, the previous human societies were quite, you can say, intellectually, primitive. And therefore, for them, it would behoove to, scare them with some of these natural calamities. But as the communities grow intellectually, and they grow in terms of their thinking capacity and their thought processes, now they need a different type of proof, a more intellectual proof, a proof that has more understanding and wisdom. Because this is what these communities can actually grasp. The previous communities would not be able to grasp the depths of these issues. But the communities as they grew, the societies as they grew, this understanding was clearer to them. And therefore, the warning that Imam Ali alayhi salam here is giving to the people is that if you do not change and if you perform the deeds that the previous generations performed, then you will cause very many social, economic, political difficulties to befall upon you. And this is a danger that you need to fear.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now we notice that the Muslim community has reached a certain level of maturity whereby they can be explained logically. To be careful that if they do not change their ways, then poverty, right? Being oppressed by different nations, entering into conflicts and fights, destruction of the will of the people and the intellects of the people is something that can be the result of not taking the right steps. And then Imam Ali alayhi salam says, بِسُوءِ الْأَفْعَالِ وَذَمِيمِ الْأَعْمَالِ. These problems will come. Why? When people perform evil deeds, evil actions and unrighteous deeds. Then slowly and gradually the communities will have that ability or that particular position to receive these difficulties and problems. It's as if Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying that, oh Muslim people, right now that you see that you are being degraded by the oppressive powers of the world, that you are being humiliated in different parts, you're being called terrorists, that amongst you, you have people that are ignorant and evil, that cause harm to others, that amongst the Muslims today, there are people that are creating destruction. It's true, right? These particular problems that you have as Muslims today is because you people did not take heed of the warnings and you continued to do evil deeds, to love the world, and to not follow the path of spirituality. The result will be, you will be lower than others. You will be degraded. You will be destroyed. And this is the result. So, we as a Muslim community need to take this warning and take heed of this so that we can form the right form of governance that is going to take us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
هو
وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه